Welcome back, this is RB Sensei. If you like this video at any point, like and comment. It's the only way we'll grow. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Oh, this is gonna be good.
Is it just me, or is anyone else a really big crybaby?
You know what? I don't have to answer to you. You ain't my know what I'm saying?
I feel like I can cry about literally anything. Happy, sad, frustrated, annoyed, scared, literally anything. I could probably start crying right now.
Learn to love it because you'll have no choice.
Some would say she's attractive. So if you saw her out and about, you'd be like, oh man, I wouldn't mind being with that. Yes, you would. Can you imagine dealing with her different emotions, emotional roller coasters, and her crying every, other day? That shit would get old really, really, really quick. And videos like this explain why so many pretty girls get ghosted by Chad. It's not always that he's not looking for a relationship. A lot of Chads are looking for a relationship, but they just don't want to put up with this bullshit.
Thank you for being there, man. Charles.
But I won't.
Disgusting.
Soft taco from Taco Bell, by the way. But
nasty bitch.
You're staying over at a guy's house. You're having a little one-nighter. My favorite thing to do is walk around and think, what can I take? What can I have as a souvenir? And usually you go for the t-shirt. Go for the shorts. Go for the shorts. They are the comfiest thing.
This town deserves a better class of criminal. And I'm going to give it to them.
Yeah, women think it's okay to just steal. When you're a girl, you don't have to have morals or character, and you usually don't have to follow the rules like that. And they learn that at very early ages. They learn, yeah, this is kind of wrong, but it ain't like nothing gonna happen to me. Oh, well.
I know it's never all, but this is a most of the time thing.
And some would say it ain't that deep if a chick, you smash, steal your sweater, or steal your shorts. Yes, the fuck it is. Thievery is thievery. This is why you don't bring these immoral degenerates to your home. Never let a woman know that you're just smashing and having a casual fling with where you live. Give her as little information as possible if y'all just friends with benefits. She don't even really need to know your full name or your real name for that matter. And here's another thing. I don't think women realize that men keep track of these little things. She stole my hoodie. That's kind of effed up. She always crying for every little thing. That's kind of annoying. We're taking tallies. And then they wonder why men come to the conclusion that they're not girlfriend material. It's all the little things that you didn't pay attention to that you were doing.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
I made a list about things that I find hot in men, and the men did not like it. It did not go down well with the men. I think I should perhaps rename this list to things that I find hot in men that make men really angry.
Well, yeah, fellas, no need to get mad at the list. I don't know what she put on the list. Maybe it was things that were really rare and all the men didn't meet those requirements. And that's why they got PO'd. Well, that should be your incentive to stay off these bitches' TikTok pages unless you got a YouTube channel like this. Don't get mad. Just keep swiping when you see a pretty face. You know some bullshit gonna come out of their mouths.
I guarantee you that.
I can guarantee you that.
If you want to see some pretty women on screen, go to the hub. That way you don't got to hear them talk. Okay, let's see what got the bros mad. Things I find hot in men. Good driver, calm, assertive. Someone who doesn't smoke. And doesn't get drunk. You can get drunk, but just not drunk. Not following loads of Instagram models. You shouldn't worry about that. That's the least of your worries. You need to worry about how to not be extremely obnoxious so he doesn't ghost you. No dietary requirements. Man with a plan. Doesn't participate in run club. Okay, I don't know what that is. Nice hands. Smells good. Cries at movies. Okay, yeah, this is stupid. But I already knew it was going to be stupid. I wasted my time even reading it.
Took you that long to figure it out, huh?
By the time you got to make lists like this, you're probably unbearable. You know what I mean? Because this list isn't ridiculously ridiculous. So I'm sure she's been around guys who have met these requirements, but they didn't stay around her. So you need to drop the list. If you're single after 23 ladies, forget about a list.
All I want is to do share love and feel with people. And it's like, no, you don't get any of that, you dirty whore.
Do you guys ever think about how poetic it is just simply being a woman? Like, we get so much joy just from putting on a cute matching workout set to meet our friends for a nice coffee and then go to a Pilates class and maybe get a sweet little treat after and take pics of our sweet little treat. Like, these are the things that make us so happy, and it's just so beautiful.
Shut the f*** up in 2020!
Hey, folks. We'll be back to the video in a second. Be sure to like and comment anything under the video. It's the only thing that's going to help us grow and blow this channel up. But you know how tired I get listening to these dingbats? Really, go ahead and support the content by joining the Patreon or the YouTube membership. For low as $5 a month, you get access to one or two exclusive videos a week, as well as getting access to my videos one day early. The YouTube membership is $10 a month for the convenience of not having to leave YouTube, or you could sign up on Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month.
Hell no!
It's very complicated to make a woman happy. Like I always say, there's no such thing as a happy woman in my opinion. See, all the things she named are going to be the things she stresses out about when she gets back home and she's looking at the ceiling at 3 a.m. Were those pics really hot enough? Are my friends really my friends? Or are they plotting on me behind my back? Oh my goodness, I spent all that money today and I think my accountant's in the negative. You get my drift. So these are all lies.
You don't know that.
I want to know if there's actually a mental condition for people that find it really overwhelming to answer messages, because I'd be seeing them come in and there's actually no logical reason why I don't answer them. Like, I just get overwhelmed. Like, three people will message me on the same day and it's really bad, but like, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to message them back, but then they're going to message me back. And when does it end?
Dumb fucking cunt!
Is there a mental illness that describes women who have to get on the internet from weird angles and talk about a bunch of bullshit that don't mean anything?
Don't worry, I'll wait.
And I doubt she even came from somewhere. She just got dressed up like this just to make a stupid TikTok from an awkward angle. Yeah, I guess these are the woes of a woman with a roster, right? These are the woes of a woman with a million options. The woes of a woman who will never get picked to be a wife and a mother. See, here's the thing. There's a Chad that she's waiting to text her. Now, she's going to respond to that text immediately. But all the other, you know, beta male orbiters, look, just give up. You're one of 69 hitting her phone.
What? Oh, no.
But yeah, I can understand. I would imagine it's very exhausting being a whore.
Like, I know that sounds bad because I actually love everyone that messages me, so please don't stop messaging me because otherwise I'm going to be like, no one cares about me. But I don't know, like, tell me if there's some sort of condition, like, that just makes you overthink, that makes you overwhelmed just to the point where you just don't answer anyone and then everyone hates you.
It's called Tatiana syndrome. And no, she doesn't love everybody that messaged her. She loves the attention and validation that comes with all these people messaging her. She used it as a pick-me-up when, you know, Chad tear her down and belittle her. Blow a load on her face and then don't call her for 3 weeks.
God, you're sick.
She used you simps to, you know, make her feel better about herself. But keep in mind, you will never get a chance to release your man juice on her.
Something is wrong with you!
You make $500,000, I make $50,000, and you pay for most of the rent, and I pay for my...
I'm honestly so glad that somebody is finally saying that these 50-50 relationships are super unfair, but I also feel like the type of equitable relationships that this video was initially talking about, like, oh, split expenses proportionally, is not necessarily fair to the woman either.
Isn't it ironic?
Right, nothing is fair. Everything should just go your way where you don't gotta do much, you don't gotta buy much, and your life is just smooth sailing, right? How immature does somebody have to be to make a TikTok where it's just their eyes and mouth talking? Seriously, think about that for a second. Let's not lose sight of that. But yeah, I agree. If a woman makes $50,000 and you make $500,000, obviously you can't, you know, split the bills 50-50. Look, bro, if you make $500,000, yes, she's with you because you make $500,000. Stop trying to test her with the 50-50 conversation. If anything, just tell her to deposit her $50,000 into your account and you'll handle everything.
Because as a man, if you're making $500,000 a year, why don't you want to make your loved one's lives easier, especially your woman's life easier?
Look at her. She's still running off at tomorrow.
So when someone is not, like, in alignment with a healthy relationship to... Like, when a masculine being isn't in alignment with, like, a healthy masculine within themselves, and they truly, like, at their core are a masculine being in relationships, they will be either passive and, like, emasculated, right? And, like, they will be the person who, like, can really easily fall into their wounded inner little boy and kind of shut down.
or even like kind of like bratty teenager energy in the relationship, and they're like, oh, don't control me, like, you know, you're making me feel so criticized, like you're so harsh, right? Like just very sensitive to feeling criticized by women, right?
Well, yeah, that's what women do, but men aren't allowed to do it. Men aren't allowed to be human. Men aren't allowed to show emotions or talk about when they're feeling negative about the relationship or they're feeling negative about how that woman is treating them. You know, that's reserved for women. When men express themselves, it's shamed. When women express themselves, laws are changed. Bars.
Really, nigga?
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.